From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 24th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Vincent Manganelli is reporting in the Daily Mail that Vincent Seeley is no longer Catskill Village President. At its annual reorganization meeting on Wednesday, March the 23rd, the newly constituted village board chose Heather Bagshaw to replace the 10-year incumbent in the village's top seat. Seeley will retain his trustee seat. He said Wednesday he will not resign. Rick Polino was appointed vice president, replacing James Chewins. Other committee appointments will be made at the next meeting of the village board. Following the meeting, Seeley issued a statement thanking, and I quote, past boards for supporting him with the responsibility and honor of serving as board president, end quote. Seeley said he was proud to have put, and I quote, Catskill back on the map, end quote. He noted that voters turned out in record numbers for the recent village elections, an indication, he said, of resident support for the direction the village was going under his leadership. Seeley said his ouster was politically motivated. He said, and I quote, now that we are reaping the benefits of all the work and investments that we made during the trying times, we are now seeing the old guard come out of the woodwork to get back in the mix, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that police have stepped up patrols at the Hudson Amtrak station and train stations in New York City in response to the bombing in Brussels on Tuesday, March the 22nd. Hudson police increased patrols at the Hudson station with the help of the K-9 units from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. At least 32 people were killed and scores injured during the attacks at Zaventem Airport and at a metro station near the European Union headquarters in Brussels. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said his department patrols the station during normal times, but has increased the intensity since Tuesday. Moore said he contacted the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and state police for K-9 units to sweep the Hudson station. A sheriff's K-9 unit was seen doing a sweep inside the station late Wednesday afternoon. State police have not increased patrols at the Hudson train station. Any troopers seen at the station are part of regular patrols, said State Police Lieutenant Robin Reed. However, state police patrols of New York City's Grand Central Station and Penn Station have been increased this week. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York that Republicans in New York will have a choice among four candidates when they vote in the April 19th presidential primary. The name of Ben Carson, who dropped out of the race earlier this month, will be on the ballot along with the three remaining active candidates, Donald Trump, Senator Ted Cruz, and Governor John Kasich. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who have also dropped out of the race, requested their names be removed from the ballot. Carson did not, according to a State Board of Election spokesman. The ballot order for Republicans will be Trump, Kasich, Carson, and Cruz. On the Democrats' ballot, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' name will appear first, ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Democrats will also choose five delegates to the national convention. Republicans vote only for a candidate. There are no delegate choices. To be eligible to participate in the April 19th primary, a voter must be a registered Republican or Democrat. The last day to register is Friday, March 25th. Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times-Union reports that on March the 22nd, the New York State Assembly passed legislation to legalize professional mixed martial arts bouts in New York. The state Senate already approved the legislation, so the bill goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo now, who is expected to sign it. Fighting was banned in New York in 1997, and the state is the last to make mixed martial arts legal. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. For our final story, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on March the 21st an $8.5 million spending project at the Hudson Opera House that will create 145 construction jobs. The Hudson Opera House is the oldest surviving theater in New York State, and restoration has been going on there for years. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, rebuilding and revitalizing key historic and cultural assets like the Hudson Opera House is a critical aspect of building strong, thriving communities, end quote. Funding is coming through a $1.3 million Capital Region Economic Development Council capital grant and a $1 million Restore New York grant and $800,000 in grants from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Grants, and $3 million from the U.S. Department of Agricultural Community Facilities Loan Program. The Hudson Opera House is raising the rest of the restoration budget. Eventually, if enough work is done, the second floor would be reopened for performances and events. You can find the full press release at the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom@wgxc.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain today, mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 56 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Thursday night, a slight chance of rain before 6 p.m., then showers are likely, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. The forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Friday, showers mainly before 1 p.m., a temperature high near 65 degrees. The chance of precipitation on Friday is 80%. And for Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. And on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:13 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 24 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 24th day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.